Okay. The learning today will be in memory of Eli Zaire. Unfortunately, lost his life in combat in Gaza, terrible. Yizech Abraham Hashemim Kimdama. I'd like to wrap up the end of Tosos and then see how much we can get into the next part of the Gemara. Tosos, a whole new sugya. It's talking about Shal Shudas, right? We somehow get into Shal Shudas territory. How do we get into Shal Shudas territory? So let's look together. It's fascinating. Shmak ending of Tosos. Okay, let's look at it together. What does Tosos say? Tosos says, Memtesim Abayz, towards the bottom, or like towards the second half of Tosos, Ibai Afil, Tosos says, Usuda Shlisha Shal Shabbos Hayam Super Gri the Shema Ibai Lo Achel Elamine Targima Kedapir Shabin Tam. The Ri was Masupak regarding Shal Shudas. What if you forgot what say? What's the din? Right? If you forgot what say, well, we know the din is if you forget what say in the first meal or second meal, what's the halacha?
You have to go back.
You have to go back.
Because
the meals are a chiyuv, right? Lo sagi de lo achil. You have to have a meal. Have to. There's no choice. You must have a meal. Lo sagi de lo achil. And because lo sagi de lo achil, right? We know the Gemara says if you forget ritzei, you have to go back. Aval says the Ri, but when it comes to Suda Shlishis, maybe there you can get away with Mina Targima, Kedipirish Rabbeinu Tam, as Rabbeinu Tam said, that you can eat Mina Targima. Let's just define Mina Targima. It's a hard word to translate literally, but I can give you examples of what they are.
Like fruits and like meat?
I don't think fruits. No, not fruits. But meat, chicken, fish, maybe some vegetables. Daf, I want to stay away from fruits, so you'll see why. Those are mine targima. I would say like what we have for dinner, right? Excluding bread, right? You know, that's mine targima. So according to the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, you can have mine targima for Shal Shudas. You don't need to wash. So why is that important? Says Tosas, well, if you don't need to wash, then the rule changes. Right? The rule changes, right? According to our sugya, if you don't need to wash, the rule changes, and if you don't say what it says, you don't go back. Umiyu says Tosas, Biksubas, Paragafal, Pi Khashav Gabi Masha, Ishtal, Ide Shlisha, Sudas, Mishal Shabbos, and Kemash from the Kulon Shabbos. Right? The Gemara says that if you go away for a while, you have to make sure your wife is supported, right? It's in your ksuba, and make sure there's money and support for her to eat two meals a day, except for Shabbos, where it says you have to give enough money for food for three meals, right? And the Gemara doesn't distinguish, says Tosos, Mashma, the Kulon Shabbos, the three equal meals, which means three meals that you have to have bread with. V'od, and further, Kevon, the Elfinan, Meman. Since we learn from Man, Alma, the Shabbosain. The fact that we have a limud from Man, and we'll get back to this soon.
This is like Hayom.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Right. Because we have a limud from Man, Alma, the Shabbosain. You see that they're all connected, all the same. Right? The Gemara doesn't distinguish when it learns from Man between different meals. And if you learn from Man, so each meal should be the same. Just like the first meal you have to wash and the like, so too the last meal you have to wash. However, if you ate a fourth meal in Shabbos and you forgot what to say, lo hadal reisha. You don't need to go back. Why? Right? As what he says, for sure, this meal you don't have to have. Right? The fourth meal, no one would say is a chiyuv. I shouldn't say no one. Who says that it's a chiyuv? So let's look at that quickly first. Just to get a little bit of background. The Gemara that he is referring to is based on the pasuk that I gave you in your Mar Mekomos. Vayomer Moshe, Perak Tazayin, Pasuk Chafei in Shmos. Vayomer Moshe, Ichluhu Hayom, Kishavas Hayom Lashem. Hayom Lo Simtzu Basada. What's that talking about? Right, what's that talking about? Right. That pasuk is talking about
that you shouldn't collect manachah.
You don't have to collect, and it's going to get to you. You'll have a double portion, right? You'll not find it in the meal in the sud. So the Gemara says Tana Rabbanan, Kama Sudas Chayv on Lachol B'Shabbes. How many meals do you have to eat on Shabbos? Shalosh. And the Kama says three. Rabbi Chitka Omer Arba. Rabbi Chitka says four. Right, so when Tosus said you don't need to have four meals, he was assuming like the Chachamim, like the Tanakhama, against Rav Chitka. So the Gemara continues and says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ushnei Amikrecha Darshu. Rabbi Yochanan said, two of them, both Rabbanan and Rav Chitka, learned from the very same pasuk. Vayomer Moshe Ichlu Hayom Kishabas Hayom Lashem Hayom Losimtzu Basada. Rabbi Chitka Savar Hanitlasa Hayom Lebar Meurta. Rabbi Chitka said that these three meals described or alluded to in the pasuk are three meals aside from the meal at night. These are dafka the day meals, the yom meals. However, Rabbanan Savri de Badi de Urta. This is including the night meal, and all together, it's the two meals plus the one meal together equal three meals. Hence, the shita of the Chachamim is that you have three meals on Shabbos, you don't have four meals. So it's actually a machlokas tanaim. Is it three or four? Okay. Tosos assumes three. And he says that if you would have a fourth meal, you don't need to go back if you forget what's said. Now, there's a lot of different points here. But I'd like to first give a little bit of background, just because I think it's helpful. So you have this drasha, hayom, hayom, hayom. So what do we make of it? Does this mean, Sammy, that shalosh shudos or the three meals are daraisa? I mean, that's a simple explanation here, right? Hayom, 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 the Gemara says, teaching you have three meals or maybe four meals. Is that daraisa? So, in fact, the Levush in Resh Sari Aleph, the Levush of Mordechai Yaffe, says that three meals are daraisa. Why? Hey, look at the pasuk. Hayom, hayom, hayom. It's a drasha gemura. It's a real, real drasha. Shalosh shudos. And all three meals are mitzvos min haTorah. Wow. Okay, so think twice before skipping shalosh shudos. According to the Levush, it's mamish min haTorah. Now, it doesn't seem to be agreed upon by most poskim. Shulchan Aruch paskins in Reish Sadi Aleph, Yehizar me'od l'kayim suda shlishis. Be very, very careful to mekayim suda shlishis. The Mishnah Bura in Sifkat and Aleph brings down our Gemara, Misach HaShabbos, that we just quoted. He also brings down, I think you saw this maybe in the Torah, Kol mekayim shalosh sudos b'Shabbos nitzel mishalosh peronios. Did you see that? Right? That anyone who is Mekayim, this is based on Chazal, that anyone who is Mekayim three meals on Shabbos will be saved from Gehenna.
The Mishnah Berurah says this.
He brings it down, but you saw it elsewhere also. I'm just reading it from the Mishnah Berurah here, but you see it, it's the beginning of the Torah, the opening line, right? So it's the same quote that you have in the Torah. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down. We'll get to a point in the Mishnah Berurah, this is why I'm bringing the Mishnah Berurah here. So he writes that you'll be saved from Shalosh Puranos, Chevlo Shal Mashiach, Dina Shal Gehenim, Mechamas Gol Gumal. Chevra, I don't know about you, but I'm sort of feeling Chevli Mashiach. I think Gog Magog, that war is coming. It seems like it's coming soon. I don't know who it is, but it seems like we're almost there. I can't know. I don't know how to make predictions like that. But it does seem we're almost there. You know, so, and of course, Gehenna, you know, is Gehenna. So it's a very, very important thing, what you're doing by having three meals on Shabbos, right? It's really, really important. Now, Is it Daraisa? Is it Darabanan? It seems from most poskim that this is Darabanan. That's what it seems like. The Levush we said says it's Daraisa, so it's certainly out there. But it seems that the consensus is it's Darabana. Okay. Now, Tosos, whether it's Daraisa or Darabana, I think this conversation can take place. Tosos is discussing what you need to eat. Okay, so we saw the Ri wasn't sure. But there are other Rishonim who are a little bit more sure about this. And I put in the Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's look at that for a second. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? B'shnei pamim shachay l'kadosh achas b'yom v'achas b'layla tzarech sheyochel pas kdei sheyakidosh v'makom suda. He says twice during Shabbos, achas b'yom v'achas b'layla, you have to have pas. Why? Interesting way of explaining this. You need kiddush v'makom suda. Meaning, according to the Rad, it would appear, Rabbeinu Yonah, I'm sorry, it would appear, this is in our sugya in Brachos, he says that a person on Shabbos has to wash where you make Kiddush and Malkum Suda. Now that's tenuous, and I'll tell you why, because it's a major debate in Rishonim, it's not for now. But it is a major debate, look at the Gemara in Masechet Zari Pesachim. How is one Yotze Kiddush and Malkum Suda? Right? Does it require you to have pas? Do you really need pas to be Yotze Kiddush and Malkum Suda?
It says Zari Pesachim now.
This sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah does imply that you need pas, because otherwise, why did you need pas here? Maybe you could be Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda without pas. That's not the conventional wisdom. Most we showed him say in Arab Pesachim that you don't need pas to be Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda. But that's implied here in Rabbeinu Yonah. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, if that's the case, when do I need pas? When do I need pas? When I have Kiddush. I need Kiddush for Malkum Suda. Now, in Lamdas, I think it's very interesting. Because there's a major Malchokas we've shown him in Mesachas Pesachim. What's the idea of Kiddush for Malkum Suda? What is the idea of Kiddush for Malkum Suda? Yesh Lachko. Okay? What's the idea of Kiddush for Malkum Suda? Is Kiddush for Malkum Suda pshat that by saying Kiddush for Malkum Suda, I elevate the Suda? Or is Kiddush Malkum Suda the pshat that by having a Suda, the Malkum Kiddush, I elevate the Kiddush? Which one is it? It seems that the Ran, Rabbeinu Yonah, I keep on saying the Ran, but it's the Rabbeinu Yonah. It seems like Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, and this is, if you look carefully at the Rashbam, you'll see this in Pesachim, and Arvei Pesachim, you'll see this discussion. The Rashbam, and other Rishonim on that Sugya of Kiddush Malkum Suda. What was that? In the Rabbeinu Yonah, right? It's clear. What's the purpose of Su'uda? Su'uda is there. Su'uda is there to uplift the Kiddush. Right? And he says, therefore he says, that when there's a Chiyuv Kiddush, Tzarech She'yochel Pas. When there's a Chiyuv Kiddush, B'shnei Pamim, it seems the direction is that if there's a chiyuv kiddush, so you got to eat pas. That somehow this achilas pas is going to uplift, is going to be ma'ala the kiddush. That's what it seems like to me. Therefore, he writes, when it comes to
Se'uda uplift, pas uplifts kiddush.
Exactly. It makes the maimed more chashav, so that your kiddush is more chashav. Not that the kiddush is uplifting the suda is uplifting the kiddush. Now, He then goes on and he says, okay, if that's the case, says the Rabbi Yona, Avol b'pam shlisha she'eno tzarech b'kadoshim yirtza l'ftor atzmo b'peros harshus b'yada. The third meal, says the Rabbi Yona, you don't find Kiddush. If you don't find Kiddush, you don't need pass. If you don't have Kiddush, you don't need pass. If you don't need pass, he says, what could you do? Well, he says, even you can have Paris. Okay, now keep that shita clear. According to this shita, okay, you don't need pass. You don't need mine targima. And he says, you can have Paris. Paris, fruits. Okay? So, this is, as we'll soon see, there are going to be four main shitas in Rishonim. But this Rabbeinu Yonah is clear that he thinks that you don't need, basically, meaning, you can have just peros, you can have fruits. Now, just a quick aside here, just also a little bit tangential in terms of his assessment and assumption. In terms of Shal Shudas, he thinks you don't need to make Kiddush. There is an interesting discussion on that point. The Rambam, surprisingly, talks about saying Bori Pergafen in the third meal. That's the Rambam. Chassidim.
Where is this?
The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, towards the end of the Minchat Teslam. The Rambam says that there's an idea of reciting Bori Pergafen in the third meal. Rabbeinu David, in his lengthy piece in Meseches Pesachim Navi Pesachim, has a lengthy discussion on this topic where some want to assume in the Rambam that he was saying you have to have Kiddush in the third meal. And that for the Rambam, for that school of thought, you're not saying Bori Pergafen, you're saying Kiddush, which would change everything, you know, about this point that Rabbeinu Yonah said. Others assume that it's not that it's a din Kiddush, it's just a Bori Pergafen Baal, which is interesting. That's something else. That's a chiyah that has to do with bench.
Also, isn't there a thing that you're supposed to eat Paris during Shabbos?
Paris?
Yeah.
Like fruit?
Yeah.
Is that true?
I think
it's
like,
yeah.
I mean, also, like, whenever you, I don't know exactly.
Yeah, you're showing me
the source. Whenever you go to Shabbos, everyone always, there's always.
Always. There's always Paris?
Oh, Shabbos has fruit platters.
Really? I never have fruit platters at my table.
When you go to, like, shuls and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
You
live in a place that's very healthy. Okay.
Why you have fruit platters?
Really? Awesome. Maybe they're makbid. Maybe they're makbid. Okay, you're right. Taka, you're right. Okay, there you go. Okay, maybe we're makbid. Okay, you'll show me the source. That you have to have parrots. Meaning, in addition to having pass. I bet you the idea is, like, I bet you what the thinking is. For people who are not going to wash, at least they'll fulfill this chiyuv of parrots. That's my hunch. Not that you have to have parrots if you wash. If you wash, you don't need to have parrots. I don't know why that would be. But I bet you what you're saying is, for those who are not going to wash, they can mekayin the ran, the Rabbeinu Yonah shita of Paris. That's probably.
The run also. The run also.
No, not the run. I keep on just mixing
it
up.
Yeah, because they're both.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what do we say lahalacha? What do we say lahalacha? So, I asked you to see this inside. The tour himself already weighs in here. Okay, let's look at the tour for a second. Isn't towards the bottom of the tour, right? You see it? He quotes from the fourth to last line. You know what, let's start just for the Rambam Shita, we'll just look at it. Let's go back to six lines. Right? That's the Rambam I was referring to. That the Rambam says you have to be Kovea Suda Shlishis Aliyayim. Again, Pashup Shat, you know, someone can think, oh, it means you have to say Kiddush. And that's a long discussion of Rabbeinu David on that, if that's really Kiddush or is that something else. Uboseya al Shtei Kikaros, right? The Rambam says you have to have not just bread, you have to have Lecha Mishnah. You shouldn't ask us yom laila leaving kiddush. Malaila sagi bechadzim now. Yom namiyich bechadzim. Nami bechadzim now. The Rosh disagrees with the Rambam and says you don't need wine or kiddush at shalosh shittos. Avoya betzel al beis kikars. But he agrees that you should have lecha mishnah. This of Yushami v'mechilta de besuda shlishis sarat lefachos kikar echad shalem yisham de biyom. Vav yarad lechal echad shnei omrim mekol omr asu shtei kikaros harei dalid l'shnei omrim achal echad berav shabbos v'echad b'leil shabbos v'echad b'bok harei nishol lechad shalem besuda shlishis. If you do the calculation in terms of how much food came down in the man, so what does it say? What does it say? How much came by the man? Shnei omer. Okay, now do the math here. Okay, we know math. Normally it was omer, right? Omer lagulgolas, it says in Parshas Bishalach. Normally it's one omer. On Erev Shabbos, you had two omer. So when did you have these two omer? Okay, so you had one Friday. Okay, you had one on Friday. Achal Echad Erev Shabbos. You had one Friday night. Then you had, so that's, right? Because he says that Mikal Omer Asu Shtei Kikaros. Sorry, I didn't explain that, but each Omer makes two Kikaros. So you have four Kikaros at the end. So one is eaten Shabbos Friday morning. One's eaten Friday night. Ve'echad Bilel Shabbos. Sorry, Ve'echad Beboka. One in the morning of Shabbos. So what about the fourth challah? When do you have that? Harei shalom echad shalom l'suda shlishes. Okay, everyone following this? Right? Meaning if you have a double portion, do all the math, right? You must have had a second meal Shabbos afternoon, right? Shalosh shittos. So that's the source of loaves of bread, of challah, for each of the meals of Shabbos. V'yosh omer. Okay, so that's the first shita, okay? So the first shita is you have to have pas. Rambam says lecha mishnah. V'yesh omerim shiyachal ha'ashlam su'da shlishis mina targima. Okay? Pirish ma'achal ha'asam yichamishis mina dagon, k'nin gavay sukkah, l'abri lazer, sh'tar gidal su'as b'sukkah, v'mishlim, v'mina targima yatsa. Interesting. He says dafka maybe mina dagon. Okay? Interesting. He says that he translates it as Mine Dagon in the Torah himself. And then finally, he says in the Torah, V'riha ya'omer, kevin yalfina gimel sudos mi gimel pama hayom d'chsivi gavi man tzarek lasas v'pas, which is our ri, which is his suffix that we have in our Tosfos. Okay? That's all the Torah has. So the Torah has basically pas or Mine Targima. Good? That's what the Torah brings down in the field itself, and we've seen both shitos, right? We've seen basically that discussion in our Tosa. Is it dafka pas? Is it mine targima? Which for the Torah is mine mizonos. Okay. Look at the Beis Yosef on the next page. It says the Beis Yosef mine targima. Look what he says here. Umine targima, kasav aran, the parakal kisve, shein peres. We saw that Ran, who says that you can even have peres. Meaning, he learns mine targima would include peres. Vechein peres rashi, the parakal yashen. Avalatosos kasav shom, the parak basar, the yuma. Shein kimo basar vidav, that's what I said, uchiyote. Dvarim shemalachta behemisapas. Vechas vod, afilu yahav amrina dinapik, bishalav sudas, umine targima, kumagav esukha, mikomakom, imperilu nafik. Okay, so the Beis Yosef is now clarifying a bit more. You have pas, you have mina targima. What's mina targima? Some say mina targima, the Torah says, is mina dada. Okay, which means you have to have, you know, maybe some cake, some cookies, something from the chamishis mina dada. That's what the Torah writes. Excuse me. Tosos. In Maseches Sukkah, Chof Zayim and Al says, Targima is Basar V'Dagim. Things that are Malafes as a pass. The Ran, Aaron Rabbeinu Yonah, as we saw, said Mina Targima is Peres. So you really have four Shitas, right? To summarize, as we have four different Shitas, right? What is possibility for Shal Shittas? Is it pass? Is it Mina Dagim? Is it Basar V'Dagim, Uchiyotze, or is it even Peres? Tosos. Tosos says it's certainly not Peres. And what's his proof? His proof is, because everyone knows that when it comes to Sukkah, you don't need to bring Peres into the Sukkah. The Rush, in our Sukkah, in our Masechta, says, says Rush, it's mashma, that it has to be dafka mini mizonos, which is what the Torah said. So there you go, you have a major machlokas, what is considered mini targima, legabe shal shuts. How do we say in Shulchan Aruch? I asked you to see Shulchan Aruch, and then what did you see in Shulchan Aruch? Chabar, what did you see? Okay, but what did you see in Shulchan Aruch? You saw four shitas, right? You could look in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Sadi Aleph, Sifei, what did he say? First he said, Sarach Lazos of a Pass. V'yeshom Shashiach Lazos of a Chol Machal, also Me'echa Mechmishi Sin Dagan. V'yeshom Shashiach Lazos of a Dvarim, Shablatum as a Pass, Kavas of a Dagan, Lol Peros. V'yeshom Nafidu Peros Shalech Lazos of Usvar Rishon Ikar. What's the Ikar Svara? What's the Ikar Psaak? Pass. Sarach Lazos of a Pass. Unless a person is so full, but he says a person should try to eat it with pas. And then he says, just interesting, in terms of halach l'maisa for us, around Pesach, the makom sheyashu halach l'pas, when bar pas shachalios b'shabbos, shasu halach l'pas, lach hamitzal kibukamam b'mukhus Pesach. So then there's obviously room to be makel, which is fascinating. A whole different cheer in its own right. What do you do if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos?
I think we did egmont.
Okay, it's a big discussion. Egg matzah, that's a strong possibility. The problem is that, when are you having those egg matzahs?
We did it early also.
Early. So if you have early, you can even have chametz.
Hamotz, we were in Shana
Aleph. Shana Aleph, we did it? Okay, so what did you do, the first meal?
We had bread. The first meal at 10 a.m.
That was bread.
And then we had shashuris.
What time?
It was early.
Many people do.
How do you resolve it in terms of like selling your chametz, being mavar your chametz, all that? Like, how do you resolve?
Yeah, you have to stipulate in your sale that you're leaving aside a little bit for Shabbos.
You can't even do a sale on Shabbos.
Well, you stipulate.
It's
very tricky. Yeah. So just to see how it applies on Erev Shabbos, Shleilos B'Shabbos, is fascinating. Right, you can have bread late in the day after Zman Achilas Chametz. You can't have matzah, Erev Pesach. So what do you do? So some want to say, have two bread meals before the Sof Zman Achila.
Can't just
bread. Right? It's not so simple. You have to make a half sick between the two, and it's a lot
going on
that
day.
A lot of people try to do that. There's a downside to that, because you're having Shal Shudas before Chatzos, which itself has its own discussion. The Rambam seems to imply, right, as you may have seen, the Rambam seems to imply that Dafka Shal Shudas should come after Chatzos, after Zman Mincha. So is it so simple, Reuven, that you can have Shal Shudas before Zman Mincha? It's not so simple. So what else could you do? Well, there are other creative options.
There's no problem, you have to be hungry going into.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe Matzah Shira. Svarim, particularly.
Matzah
Shira is like made out of egg matzah, which means that you're not having matzah that's right to have that night. You can't eat matzah shira at the Seder. Or
no, like
you can't yotze with matzah shira at the Seder.
Or like a muffin.
Chametz muffin, you're saying?
No.
Or matzah muffin? It touches on the sin. It's a very similar thing to the matzah shira. It's also not going to be passed.
Yeah, that's
so right. Right. So you're not going to get everything.
Yeah, but look at what the Ramah says.
Yeah, so that's what we're saying. The Ramah says, oh, this is not a problem. Don't be so machmir on Erev Shabbos Shechalios on Erev Pesach Shechalios b'Shabbos. Meaning, what's he saying? So I mean, itargimo dahinu basar dagin b'chol matavim, or maybe even peres, right? Which is the last of the shitos, right? That okay. This is an exception to the rule. There are all sorts of other chaps you can do.
What did Rebbe do?
So. What I've done, and I was zochah wants to do with the Rabu Erev Pesach Shulias, at least once, where we did this. I remember because it's really interesting how we did it. It's a whole story, but we had two meals very early on in the day, both of chametz, and then
chametz
meals before Sav Sman Achila, and then later on in the day, we made sure to have. Some sort of dagim or something like that.
Four meals?
Meaning without any pass. So
what about
at least we would chap. Those who say you have to have shalashudas after chatzos.
The Mechaber brings that down, though. It seems like there's no argument that you have to have it after.
Okay, so to be yotze that shita, we had Targima, whatever, I don't remember what we had exactly.
Yeah,
but
now
this
that I'm
idea,
thinking about it, I think we.
That's what you probably did.
I think we. Because I remember we were rushed, we ate egg matzah before chatzos, as the, what's it called?
Interesting.
And then we had like cupcake, like something like that later in the afternoon.
Okay, that's a whole other, okay, there's a lot to say on that topic. Is it okay to have egg matzah in Erev Pesach? Is it okay?
That's
talk in
itself, right?
That's talk in itself. Did I ever talk about that? Did that come up once?
It's the whole thing in the
room. Did I ever talk about that in, that may have been one of my pre-paced things. I feel like I may have talked. I never did. I should do that this year. The what is included in the Isra of Achilas Matzah on Erev Pesach, right? And it's a massive discussion. Is it Dafka Shmur Matzah? Is it non-Shmur Matzah? Is it Egg Matzah? Is that also included in the Isra of Achilas Matzah on Erev Pesach? So you have to see the Tosin on Rib Sachem. It's a labor thing of discussion.
Would Rabbi eat egg matzah on Rib Sach?
So I would try that. I would try that. I didn't do that.
Even on Shechal?
I did not do that. So, but there is a what to say. There's a long discussion. Now, the other thing is just an interesting tidbit. When this happened that year when I was in Riverdale, the Seder Zohar to be with the Rabbi Shlita, and I remember that he pulled out a fifth shita. Okay, there's a fifth shita in Shalosh Shudas that didn't make the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, and I think Chabad does this even maybe the Chatchila. What's the fifth shita that you learn Torah this afternoon, and that is your Shalosh Shudas?
That's a stretch.
So it's based on a Zohar. It's based on Kabbalistic sources.
How do you get away with not following the Shulchan Aruch?
Okay, so that's a good question. I don't think any one of us would follow it normally. But the Rabu that year, I remember, said, okay, well, in case you can't be yotze with Mina Targima, I guess, let's do some Torah. And that year on Shabbos afternoon in the shul.
What time after?
He did it late.
You like tomorrow or like what
did? Ah, and that's the chap that he did. He's like, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it the way the Zohar recommends. So he learned a Kabbalistic sefer, which is so not, you know, the regular. And he taught a Kabbalistic sefer, more Hasidic style Kabbalistic sefer, to be Yotze Shalosh Shudas. Okay, this is not something that he would normally have done, but it's the fifth shita which did not make it to Shulchan Aruch, and that's what he says here, and that's what it's brought down. This whole discussion Shulchan Aruch, very fascinating discussion. What is, how are you yotzei the mitzvah of Shalosh Shudas? Okay, good. A related topic to this, once we're here, a related topic is, what about women? Okay, you saw a little bit about that topic in Shulchan Torah and Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch. What about women? What would you say? So this is fascinating. Okay, let me ask you: should women be chayav in shalshos? What would you say? Well. What would you say? Oh, okay. Well, before you get to that. Right. Okay, so let's start with that. Okay, good. So, this is Zman Gramach. Should women be chayav?
This is
Zman Gramach. It seems pretty Zman Gramach. So, should women be chayav? I don't think no, right? So, there are two reasons that are given to Rishonim why women are chayav. Right? You saw that, right? So, I gave you the first reason. Is mentioned here in the Ran from Rabbeinu Tam. The Chasr Rabbeinu Tam, the Nashim Chayavos Begimel Sudos V'chein Amin Lutzah Al Shtei Kikars. Sha'af Min Ha'yubo B'nei Saman. Right? What does he say? He says, Af Min Ha'yubo Sva'anes. Now that's an unbelievable chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam says that women are chayav in Shal Shudos. Why? Af Min Ha'yubo Sva'anes. What nes are we talking about? The man. Right? The women also experience man just like men. So we know the rule is afin haybo sanes. Whenever there's afin haybo sanes, women are chayav like men, right? Of course, afin haybo sanes, like dal kosos, like Hanukkah, Purim, afin haybo sanes. Says Rabbeinu Tam, shal shudas, afin haybo sanes. Women are chayav, shal shudas. Now the Ran doesn't like say that you're wrong. He says, but in sorah, he says, I don't think you need that. Why? Interesting. He says, and we're very familiar with this. He says, "Shabachol ma'asa Shabbos ish v'ish is Shabbos, because Yafina b'zachar shamar, and she yeshu b'shvir, yeshu b'zachira, v'chlal zav havakol tiv is Shabbos." We know this idea. Where do we know this from? No. Which Gemara? The third parak about what's that? We'll talk about.
Because it was the rest
of No. About
before that,
about what? About which thing? About no. Wait, you're almost there. The kiddush, right? Are women chayav in kiddush? The Gemara says zachar v'shamar. You brachah them, right? Kol sheyesh no v'shamar, yesh no v'zachar. Right? That if you're chayav in shmirah, you're chayav in zechira. So women, of course, are chayav to be shomer the Shabbos because it's a losa say deraisa. Women are chayav in all losa say deraisa, basically. So therefore, women are chayav in the mitzvah say of Shabbos, namely the mitzvah of kiddush. And says Rabbeinu Tam, we'll tack on. Says the Ram, we'll tack on not just kiddush. We'll say all those chiyuve Shabbos that are mitzvos of Shabbos, women are chayav. Ashi yeshna b'shvir, yeshna b'zechira. So women are chayav in Shal Shudas and the three meals. So whichever way you go, Machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam, and Ram, but everyone seems to agree, bottom line, women are chayav in Shal Shudas. Now I'm not going to ask you this question, but you think about it, it's interesting, how many women around you do you know who are makbid on Shal Shudas? That's a question. It's a shayla. It's a shayla. Okay, we're not gonna address that shayla. It's a shayla. What happened to that? But we'll leave it as a shayla. Yeah.
And this makes sense.
Remember
how I said that you need
2 paths. Yeah. Shal
because
yeah.
It's man.
Very good. Because what?
Man.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Very good. Pasuk shah. What should emerge is that shal shudas like hayomayomayom meant afinoy bo'sanes. Women should be chayav in. Lacha Mishnah, like men, right? Yes, Yeshna b'Shmir, Yeshna b'Zechira. They should be chayav like everything else. They should be chayav in the mitzvahs of Shabbos, including Shal Shudas, including Lacha Mishnah. That would be the pasuk shah, right? And in case you thought this wasn't true in Halacha, I did give you the Mar Makomos that show otherwise, right? You saw this inside, and it's brought down as well in Shulchan Aruch at the very end, where it's the last halacha I think I gave you in Sivva. Nashim Chayavos Besuda Shlishas. Women are chayav, right? And the Beis Yosef quotes, you know, this Ran. It's hard to disagree. The Beis Yosef quotes another raya, which is touching on Tosos. What's his other raya? He says, "Well, we just saw Tosos said." Masha Ishta Aliday Shlish, how many meals does he give his wife? No, we just saw that. What does Tosa say? No? We just said that. For Shabbos, he gives 30. Why? Shal Shudas. Women need Shal Shudas. It's Geshmaka Rai. Right? The Vesosir says, Mishbolaka, you see, the women are Chayav Shal Shuvas. But why else would you give her a third meal? Geshmak. So, Shulchan Aruch Paskin is not Shulchayav, it's Mesudah Shlishas. Women are Chayav. Now, the Maram Rutenberg doesn't like Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't like him. He thinks that Rabbeinu Tam's limud is not true, and he says, you know, what? Achinoi Bosa Anes applies there? Is that really the case? And what's his question? He says, Achinoi Bosa Anes means when a person was mamish b'sakana mamish. Okay? Like we have, you know, Mitzrayim, we were mamish b'sakana. We have Hanukkah, we were mamish b'sakana. Purim, we were mamish b'sakana. It was mamish b'sakana, right? Jacob, it was mamish b'sakana. Says the Maram Rutenberg, this is the Tshuvos of the Maram and Siman Tafayim Gimel. He says, listen, when it came to the Nes of Man, it was a huge Nes, don't get me wrong, he says, but it wasn't a Sakana. Now let me explain. I think you need a little bit of explanation. Weren't they going to starve to death? No. Wasn't it a Sakana? Anyone remember? I think Rashi brings down Chumash. You may be familiar with this. Were they going to starve to death? What did Rashi say in Chumash? I think Rashi and Chumash brings it down from Chazal. Were they going to starve to death? What did Rashi say?
They had slaves. They had made their animals.
They had animals. They had plenty of livestock. They had plenty of other alternatives.
The Maharam says it was not having some money.
Yeah, he says there wasn't. It's not like they were going to die. There was no chance they were dying. They complained. Right? They wanted some real food. They wanted food that they were used to for their entire lives, not just have barbecues every day, whatever it was that they could have done. But they were not going to starve to death. Says the Maram, what kind of sakana? Women were besakana, and there's a nace that saved, got saved. They complained. Yeah, they were part of the nace that they benefited from the man. But was it mamish? Was it mamish? Dire? What was that? That's what he claims.
I'm saying, why?
The Maram says.
Why did mamish?
I hear it. Like, you know, a person was in such a danger, and now they were saved. Ah, well, but there was no danger. And there was no saving.
But I'm saying that doesn't give up the fact that there was a nace or not.
Yeah, that's what he claims. He says, Achin HaGos HaNes is after when your mom is feeling the danger, and then you were saved, that's when we apply Achin HaGos HaNes.
So he's implying it's not a nace?
No, of course it was a nace.
That was a
Hanukkah. Hanukkah? Yeah, it was a Sakana.
No, but the oil was a Sakana.
But they were part of that general Sakana, so yeah, for sure. The Gemara says it there, so it's not a question. Sharp one. So, okay. So that is a question. You know, Rabbeinu Tam obviously disagree with that, but it is a question that is asked. That is certainly a question. Okay. Good. Excellent. There are a number of other Shal Shudas points that are fascinating. I guess we're getting close to Yantav. That's always a big half. Is there here Shal Shudas and Yantav? About this topic, do you have Shal Shudas and Yantav? But I mean,
Suris Mashiach, what's the thing?
Suris Mashiach, that's true, but that's only on the last day of Yantav. I'm talking about on a regular day of Yantav. Okay, regular day of Yantav, let's say come in a week and a half on Tuesday day. Okay? Tuesday day. You can have one meal or two meals.
Before this. Well, are you supposed to be hungry for the lunch?
Yeah, you're supposed to be hungry for the okay. But still, if you have Chiyah Shalashos, if you have Shalashos. Like we said, Erev Shabbos, Shabbos, you have
a
Chiyah.
So you say there is a Chiyah Shalashos?
What was that?
Behold,
there is a Chiyah Shalashos. I'm asking, is there a Chiyah Shalashos in Yantav? Jacob, do you know what we did?
Double portion on.
They don't do
Shal Shudas. Ah, Jacob correctly said, no, we don't do Shal Shudas. No one does Shal Shudas in Yantav. That's a big question. Did the man not fall on Yantav?
I mean, that's what it said
here. That's a big hack. Is that true or not? Did the man fall on Yantav or not fall on Yantav? And of course, the question would be, if the man didn't fall on Yantav, then there would have been a double portion, Erev Yantav, right? And so that's a big question. That's actually my focus. We're showing
maybe a triple portion.
That's a malchut was Rishonim. Whether the man fell on Yantif or not. It's a big machlokas Rishonim. And you could look at some of the Mar Makomos. I didn't put it in your Mar Makomos. The Mordechai says very unequivocally, this is the Mordechai in Shabbos Simin Shin Tzavi Zion, that the man did not fall on Yantif. Did not fall on Yantif. The Ritva and Sukkah says, Achav Zion, that you're chayv in Shal Shivas, you're absolutely chayv. That's not the consensus in Halacha. That's not the consensus. If you look at, there's a discussion in Maseches Beitza, Tosos, who says that by Shabbos it says Vayibarech Vayikadesh, right? And Rashi brings down from Medrash. What does that mean, Vayibarech Vayikadesh? Baruchu b'man, kitchu b'man, right? That by Shabbos we find this idea that there was no man. But Tosfos says that by Yontif there was man. It did fall. And there are different midrashim about this topic. And again, there's a lot of different marmakomos that are on this topic. That they did fall. So, this is a big question. And then after me, bottom line, I think everyone that I know is not mapped to have Shabbos or the Shabbat. I don't think I'm mistaken, I'm pretty sure that no one has Shabbos or the Shabbat. The reason is because we pass it like that sheet.
What?
That holds. That the man.
What, Tosos?
Yeah, that the man fell on Yantif.
Where's the Tosos?
That's a Maseches Beitza. And therefore, there's no chiyuv shalshus. Okay, so I think we're gonna
Kalan is
coming
this way.
Yeah.